Think back and remember what it felt like to be little and to become enchanted with reading, with language. Rita Dove remembers in her poem, The First Book.
Open it. Go ahead, it won't bite. Well, maybe a little. More a nip-like, a tingle. It's pleasurable, really. You see, it keeps on opening. You may fall in. Sure, it's hard to get started. Remember learning to use knife and fork? Dig in. You'll never reach bottom. It's not like it's the end of the world. Just the world as you think you know it.
That's Rita Dove with the first poem in a collection titled Poetry Speaks to Children. And it does speak on an included CD with many of the authors reading their work. Elise Passion is a poet in Chicago. She got to choose the poems in the book.
We say it's for children 6 years and up, and we're discovering by hearing back from parents and teachers, librarians, booksellers, that it actually appeals to children, you know, almost 2 years and up. And not only that, it really appeals to adults, because I think that you can read these poems on all levels.
I have a great time listening to Carl Sandburg read on the audio CD. This is a poem on a flimmering flume you shall ride.
Nobody noogers the shaft of a saloon. Nobody slimbers a winch with a winch. Nor higgles armed each with a niggle. And each the flimdrat of a smee. Each the inbitty hum of a smoo. Then slong me darst with the flag darst. Then creep me deep with the craw bright. Let idle winds blue daddle the dorshes. And you, in the gold of the gloaming, you shall be sloam with the hool riffs. On a flimmering flume you shall ride. They shall tell you be dish and desist. On a flimmering flume you shall ride.
I love that, the inbitty hum of a smoo.
Yes, well, this is a wonderful nonsense poem that we included in the book. This poem, I think, is a good example of what I was discussing, because it was actually first published in Poetry Magazine, and it was written to the poet McLeish.
Is this Archibald McLeish?
Yes, yes. He was actually appointed Assistant Secretary of State, and obviously Carl Sandburg wrote this poem, you know, when he was giving testimony before he served as Assistant Secretary of State. He served for 1 year.
So a whole different meaning than
exactly,
we might be reading.
Exactly, exactly. So my case in point.
There's such incredible music in his read.
There is, and I love the lilting musicality of it. The other thing that I enjoy about this book, and I can see my children enjoying, is just the range of voices that you play the CD and you hear On a Flimmering Flume You Shall Ride, and he's, you know, singing it, and then you hear Gwendolyn Brooks reciting with her wonderful rhythms.
You realize as you're listening to the CD, not every poet necessarily is a good reader of their poems, mm-hmm. but Gwendolyn Brooks is an amazing, amazing performer.
And a saddened eye, and in spite of his love, he took off each glove and agreed this was meant all to prevail. Each tiger content with his lashing tail, and satisfied with his strong striped hide.
Where did you find the recording of J.R.R. Tolkien? He's reading from a poem that's in The Fellowship of the Rings. It's Frodo's Song in Bree.
That actually, I was researching in England, and they said to me, actually, there is the J.R.R. Tolkien audio collection. And I was able just to order that over the internet. And I was sitting in my living room. I think our son was then 2 years old. And I was playing the entire CD, listening to figure out what would be the best audio recording. And he started dancing to this one.
Huh.
And I thought, okay, that's the one we're going to have to go with.
Well, that's a good sign.
With a ping and a pong, the fiddle strings broke. The cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such fun, and the Saturday dish went off at a run with a silver Sunday spoon. The round moon rolled behind the hill as the sun raised up her head. She hardly believed her fiery eyes, for though it was day, to her surprise, they all went back to bed.
And this is Frodo. It's actually from the first book in Tolkien's trilogy, The Lord of the Rings. And he is performing this at, in Bree at the pub, at the Sign of the Prancing Pony. And when he finishes reciting this poem, he falls off the table and disappears with the help of the ring. And if you hear and read the poem in its entirety, you'll see that the song is presumably the uncorrupted original of the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, the Cat and the Fiddle.
I'm especially fond of these older recordings, but there are modern recordings too, and there's one from Billy Collins, his poem called On Turning Ten, which is such an interesting take on a child who's ten already feeling like he's a little bit past his prime.
This is the beginning of sadness, I say to myself, as I walk through the universe in my sneakers. It is time to say goodbye to my imaginary friends. Time to turn the first big number. It seems like only yesterday I used to believe there was nothing under my skin but light. If you cut me, I would shine. But now, when I fall upon the sidewalks of life, I skin my knees, I bleed.
There's a funny story behind this poem. I actually heard Billy. He has a new book out, and he was giving a reading here for the Poetry Foundation in Chicago. He is amused by the fact that so many poets write poems on turning a cardinal number, you know, on turning 40, on turning 50. It's an occasion for a poet to write a poem. So he thought, you know what? I'm going to write a poem about on turning 10. And so that's where the poem started, but I think it took him to a different place, and I think, you know, I think he's quite fond of the poem itself, and to me it strikes a chord, because I remember being little, and I remember thinking, boy, if I turn 10, that's going to be, you know, I'm going to be really old when I turn 10.
Elise Passion is editor of the book and CD Poetry Speaks to Children. You can read and hear more poems from the collection, including Roald Dahl's The Dentist and the Crocodile, at npr.org. Our program is directed by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Graham Smith. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. The National Desk includes David Sweeney, Ron Elving, Phil Bruce, Michael Fields, Ken Barkus, Kathy Shaw, Barbara Campbell, Andrea De Leon, Elisa Barba, Kate Kincannon, and Giselle Grayson.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin.
And today we wish goodbye and good luck to our interns. Thanks to Jess Burns and Emily Zeugner. You've been great. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.